Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Selena Zito, the middle of somewhere columnist for the Washington Examiner, takes us to Martins Ferry, Ohio. This is Belmont County. We're sitting at the new Starbucks in the East Ohio Regional Hospital. All around us is great amount of activity. There are 500 jobs here. But, Selena, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. We're sitting having a Starbucks, and you're looking around trying to help me imagine what this place looked like not very long ago when there were light fixtures hanging from the ceiling, paint peeling from the walls, and nothing going on here, a ghost town. Why did this get revived? Who's responsible for this, and what has it done for the town? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. So one of the little-known stories in this country, or at least discussed enough, I think, at great length, is that a new hospital is never opened. In particular, in rural America, in Appalachia, in the Midwest, hospitals close. Access to healthcare closes, and that happened here in Martins Ferry in 2019 when the East Ohio Valley hospital closed. And it was an institution that had been in this steel town for 100 years. It had, in the last 20 of those years, had been bought out by big conglomerate healthcare institutions, the last one out of California. And so when it closed, that meant access to emergency rooms, surgery, OBGYN, all those things that are incredibly important to a community were now non-existent, let alone the erasure of over 400 jobs. And nobody, you know, everyone despaired that it would never reopen, because that just doesn't happen in America. Hospitals don't reopen, in particular small towns and poorer areas. Except there is a gentleman. His name is Dr. John Johnson. He lives in Dayton, Ohio, and he took an interest in reviving this hospital and bought it. And he hired a local guy, a guy who spent his career in managing hospitals, Bernie Albertini. And Bernie said, I don't know if I want to do this. It seems daunting. But nonetheless, Johnson is a convincing man, and he convinced him to go take a tour of the place. And he said, you know, he described it as sort of post-apocalyptic, where, as you said, the paint was peeling and falling off of the ceiling. There had been water damage. There were light fixtures hanging. And he was even less convinced he wanted to do this. But nonetheless, he did. Johnson is a very convincing man, and he was willing to put his own money into something that no one else had any interest in investing in. And within a year and a half, opened this hospital back up. And not only did he open it back up, instead of 400 jobs, there are now over 500 jobs. And they only source everything that they purchase, from their hardware to their laundry services to their dairy products, from local businesses, which has helped then the community thrive. And they did something that a lot of big American cities take for granted. They opened a Starbucks right in the lobby.
Yes.
And it has become the talk of the town.
Well, that's why we're sitting here admiring this hospital. We're on the Ohio River. This is about as romantic as it gets. We're southwest of Pittsburgh, right on the borderline. This is Belmont County. And Selena is taking us into the part of America where elections are determined. That's what we're looking at here. All of this sitting around in the coffee shop chatting about the weather, that those are the voters that come to everything when it comes midterms and the presidential election. Belmont County and Jefferson County, the adjacent county, they are depopulated. Is that a word that is that is possible here, or are they not determining whether they're losing or gaining people?
Well, in the last census, they lost, I believe it was an additional 6 or 7% of their population alongside Jefferson County, which is right beside it. Both counties are featured in this story as part of a series I'm doing, my middle of summer series I'm doing for the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, that is looking at the fastest shrinking counties in Appalachia and how their residents are approaching those challenges. And here in Belmont County, the opening of the hospital was a significant moment because it gives people having access to healthcare is a reason that people move to an area. And so that was significant for Belmont. And if you look just right up the road at Jefferson County, their community college was providing the nursing students and they were doing rounds that day in the hospital. So that keeps people rooted in a community, and it gives people a reason to stay in the community rather than leave because they believe that opportunity is not available to them.
I tell Selena that she is my Booth Tarkington in the 21st century, leading me into Middle America. Booth Tarkington profiled this as a novelist from Indianapolis. Selena is profiling it as a journalist from Pittsburgh, but we're telling the same story 100 years apart. And one of your clever informants says there are two drivers for the revival of Martins Ferry or Belmont County. One is education. You've mentioned the community college, Eastern Gateway Community College. We also mentioned manufacturing. There's actually a steel manufacturer who has restarted or never left, Selena. Which is it?
So this is JSW Steel. If you've ever driven down the Ohio River going from Steubenville and heading towards Wheeling, there were massive plants. The Weirton Steel and Wheeling Wheeling Steel were just occupied miles and miles of, and that's not an exaggeration, of geography along those areas, making everything that built this country for over 100 years. JSW is taking... has bought a portion of one of those steel plants and is investing in the infrastructure and upgrading the plant and will be employing over 300 people with the possibility of employing even more. There's also been negotiations to build a new cracker plant. And I'm not talking about saltines. I'm talking about the process in hydraulic fracturing that makes the petroleum. And petroleum is something we use every day and almost everything we do, whether we pick up our phone in the morning or we hit our alarm clock or we make our coffee or we drive our car. And the thing that has sort of stalled the cracker plant is that with this new administration, the uncertainty of the regulations have scared off investors.
The other major story here is the college. Selena speaks to a young man, Tommy Valentine, wonderful name, who graduated the Franciscan College and stayed in the area. Why? What was his decision? He's 27.
He came from a big city in the D.C. area and found that he really connected with small town life. He loved the sense of community. He loved the sense of knowing his neighbors and what that meant to making his life better. He also really enjoyed the affordability of a home and the affordability to live there. And so he's gone from the big city to living in Steubenville, Ohio, and you know, that is part of what some of these colleges do, is that they attract these young people from all parts of the country, and there's a percentage that decide to stay because they fell in love with the community. So it's sort of eds and meds and manufacturing for this portion of Appalachia.
It's Belmont County. It's on the border with West Virginia. It's southwest of Pittsburgh, if you imagine it in your mind. there is a bridge that crosses. It must be, this Selena always introduces me to areas I can never imagine how I'm going to get there. But Route 40 crosses the Ohio River. Is the Ohio River a big, strong river at this part? I know it from Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. That bridge that you are looking at in the photo, and people can check it out at selenazito.com, is the Veterans Memorial Bridge. And it's kind of odd looking in that when you are traditionally in the Midwest or in the Ohio Valley or in Appalachia, you see a more an older bridge, right, with sort of ornate figures. But this one is very modern and very sleek and a little bit intimidating, quite frankly, when you cross it. But that connects West Virginia to Steubenville, Ohio.
Selena Zito writing at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can find it at selenazito.com. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashan.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.